Let's see, I would say the most important challenge is the quantity, the amount of recommendations that we get. If we get 170, and if we think that we only have, hopefully in each state, we only have one structure to prepare for reports and follow up the recommendations. That structure is going to receive 170 recommendations from UPR together with the maybe close to 10 or 15 or 20 recommendations by each treaty body, meaning at the end we can have maybe close to 1,000 recommendations that we can implement, that we should implement. Needless to say, or to count on the follow-up of resolutions that are approved by the council, and the close to 60 questionnaires that we receive every year from the office that are related to either the special procedures or the follow-up of the resolutions of the council. So clustering recommendations would be the most important aspect, and trying to bring together, not to create new ones, but to also how to see how we relate the UPR universe with the treaty body system much better. In addition, I think it is very important that we keep the high political visibility of the exercise. In that sense, it is important that we all make the commitment that, and with this, I know I am addressing another aspect, but let me just get to that. We, at least in Costa Rica, I don't know why I'm speaking in English. Ya dije que me gustaba.
Well, and I had started off by telling you that I liked speaking in Spanish. Costa Rica analyzes the situation of about 30 countries every year. So it's impossible at the UN here in Geneva that our ambassador actively takes part in all 30. But we can make a commitment to a group of countries, and of those 30 or 40 that we analyze every year, that we are present at an ambassador level for those as a group. And we can commit to those countries that are being reviewed that there is a presence at that level. So it would be a voluntary commitment, and it would give visibility for the exercise, because I think one of the real challenges is that once you get to the country, that you could have inter-institutional responsibilities. Many of the commitments actually require priorities to be set within public policy, and that requires political will. You need an investment of political capital, and that's a decision that needs to be taken within the Council of Ministers, in ministerial committees at any rate. So it really does need to be a minister to take those decisions, because that's the level at which the politics works.